Army Skywatch, rolling through your Wednesday morning traffic, and things look pretty good. The boulevard's pretty crowded, especially between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway and down around the Troy Highway. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you. The traffic is building up quickly, but everyone is moving along at a speed limit ride, and there are no big delays on the 31s this morning. Let's be careful as we get our midweek workday started. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Get ready to go 0 to 60K at Wind Creek Montgomery. Take the fast track to excitement and win your share of $60,000 or a 2019 Dodge Charger. Earn chances to win every Wednesday in June, and at the weekly drawing starting at 6 p.m., you could win a share of $5,000 free play. Then, at the grand prize drawing on June 26th, we're giving away a Dodge Charger SXT in our 0 to 60K giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. He made the announcement in front of a large group of supporters Tuesday. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch called Midtown YMCA. It will be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. And Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellingrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to help solve this problem. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
On this 26th day of June, it is a pretty routine forecast for this time of the year. Lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds, widely scattered afternoon storms. Stop me when you heard me this before. Today's high 93, tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, hot with a high in the mid-90s. Only isolated storms around, but they will be few and far between. Then we'll go up a notch on the rain chances to scattered storms Friday. Rain chances a little better over the weekend. In other words, they're in greater supply. Not a washout by any stretch of the imagination, just more storms on the radar on Saturday and Sunday. Low to mid-90s. And 4th of July weekend, we're back to that upper-level heat dome. That means more triple-digit heat indices, especially, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, which is the 4th of July. Right now, this morning, we have a little 3-mile-an-hour breeze, not much. Temperature is 72, but you figure in with a dew point of 70, that takes the humidity to 94% with partly cloudy skies, 705.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, we got a phone call already this morning from
Elena. About Putt-Putt.
Hey, Elena.
Good morning.
Hi, morning. I heard y'all talking about putt-putt, and I'm actually taking 25 preschoolers to play putt-putt today.
Oh, bless fun. You.
But is it actually the original putt-putt brand or some type of putt-putt course, you know what I mean?
They
advertise as just a putt-putt course, I'm assuming it's
the regular putt-putt.
I don't know if it's themed for little kids or not, but we're going, and it's our first trip to go to Wetumpka for the putt-putt. So
how exciting.
Where is that?
Yeah. It's in Wetumpka. It's down from the Y, I do believe, on the Red Eagle Way, I think, okay. is the road that
All
it's
right.
on.
All right, cool. Well, I didn't know that, but we're thinking on a cooler, when things get a little cooler, that would be fun to do. But I hope the kids have a lot of fun. That's really a great thing to do. I haven't done it in years.
Well, we're trying to go early enough so we're not cooking out there, and I'm glad it's a little overcast. I'm just praying that these clouds stay.
Yeah. Well, have fun, and hi to the kids.
All right. Definitely. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to have to go. Yeah. We're going to have to go as a family, and no one's going to complain.
Goofy golf.
Are you prepared, Rich, for Prime Day?
I see you that they have 2 days. Is that right? Am I right about
Prime
Day?
Yeah, it's 2 days, the 15th and the 16th.
Why are you just asking Rich if he's ready for Prime Day?
Because he knows I'm up.
Because I know what he did.
Amazon.
I know what he did last year for Prime Day.
I'm a little crazy.
I'm married into the Prime thing.
Amazon. Yeah.
Well, then your day is the 15th and the 16th.
Of this month?
Of July.
Next month?
Yeah.
They love me.
I don't know where I am.
I'm
so tired.
I'm an A customer.
What's happening on Prime Day?
Its annual Prime Day will take place over 2 days. The 48-hour event will be increased from 36 hours last year. Prime members will have access to more than 1 million deals on the site starting at 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. Amazon usually releases a few early promotions and deals in the run-up to Prime Day as well, which are usually related to its devices and services. These are as Prime members, you'll get a special discount on things. Sometimes it's pretty good. Sometimes it's, nothing.
I don't need a SpongeBob SquarePants.
By the way, it just occurred to me that, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but MLB, you can start voting at noon today for the All-Star.
Really?
In other words, there's a selection list now.
Yeah.
And for 36 hours, fans can vote on the final voting. And I'm not sure how that works. I should have looked into it before I opened my big mouth. But it starts at noon today, MLB voting for the All-Star game, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, which I'll be going to in July, later in July, than after the game. The game is on, I think, July 9th. So.
There was some audio found of Freddie Mercury.
Doing what?
Singing.
Singing what?
Well, it was something that was never released.
Well.
And it's just him and a piano. And we've got...
Is it beautiful? Is it going to make me cry?
It's pretty good. I mean, it sounds like it's Freddie Mercury, obviously.
Time waits for nobody. The time is running out for us all. Time waits for nobody.
Never released, but they found it. I don't know who. I thought I had the whole story here about what had happened with that, but I didn't. So, but I did have the audio for you. So,
the movie was Bohemian Rhapsody was it was huge. So obviously,
still haven't seen it. I have it, but I have not.
You know what I think?
I cried in the theater, and I'm not an emotional person.
You know, I think it's the most incredible thing. You know where they do the Live Aid thing near the end of that movie?
Yeah, shot for shot, man.
We played right after the movie. I had some folks over, and we played the actual... I have Live Aid.
Mm-hmm.
That set.
Mm-hmm.
And down to the Pepsi cup on the piano, everything was perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
They did a phenomenal job with that. And I think that's another, that's, beyond knowing that Rocket Man's more of a musical, more like Jay, you said, Across the Universe.
Yeah.
I don't particularly care for that style.
It's not bad. I mean,
I know it's not bad. I understand that it's not bad. I'm not a huge musical person.
Me neither.
Here's the thing. If Elton John sat down and wanted to tell you about his life, that's exactly how he would tell you about his life.
Well, that's great. I don't care.
And after I went through the movie, I felt like you. I don't like musicals. But then I thought, how else could they have done this movie? There is no other way. It was the only way to do this movie.
Are you trying to get comfortable? Should I turn off your mic?
Yeah, turn my mic off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it broke. I can't turn it back on.
Oh, wait.
No, she's got it.
I need my Fresca.
I need my go-go juice.
There's no caffeine in Fresca.
Turn the lighting down a
little bit? If you want me to fall asleep. I've not been sleeping super well.
It's a good little chair, isn't it?
And I've not felt well, so yesterday kind of... I'm really hoping the rest of the week is kind to old lady Hayes.
When I said, how are you, around 5:45-ish, you said, don't ask, because I have an earful for you.
I got, apparently, between East Chase and Coosada last night, I had a headlight go out.
Oh.
And the Coosada police let me know that I had
over.
A headlight.
Oh.
And I was so... close. I didn't even realize it. I was tired. I mean, not too tired to drive, but, you know, we had done the show all day. I never went home. I know, Jay, you didn't go home.
Yeah, our day start early.
Yeah, so I was here all day. I was in Montgomery all day, and then at 3:30, I was over setting up for the promotion last night. So I'm going home. I am about to turn on this little country lane that takes me right up to our street.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's so dark outside, and those lights just boop, 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 just blinking so hard. Mm. I get pulled over, and he said, do you know that you have a headlight out? I said, honestly, no, I don't. Mm. And I did not tell him I was behind a Montgomery cop for the majority of the ride home.
Yeah, because that would have gone over well.
Yeah.
Well, this guy didn't pull me over. Why are you doing it?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know when headlights go out. You know, it could have happened after I got off the interstate, for all I know.
It might have.
But I said thank you for my warning. Hmm.
Do you have to do anything? So I got a... I don't know if I got a... I don't think I got a ticket. No. It was. Never mind. It was an actual ticket, but it could be taken off the books if... This was decades ago, it feels like.
If you fix it and you go back in. And
right, I fixed it, and I can't remember if it was... it may have been proof of insurance, where I, for whatever reason, and this was right around the time it became law or something, where you had to have insurance
on
you.
But now, to get your tag, don't you have to have insurance? Like, you have to have proof of insurance?
You better have proof of insurance every time
insurance.
They check you, yeah.
I
didn't have my cards in the car last night. I didn't. And,
the only people without insurance are the people who ever hit me.
Yeah.
Because they never have insurance.
I gave him my driver's license, and he said, do you have your insurance cards? And I said, I don't have my insurance cards. I know I switched over to, I said, my husband handles that. I had Geico. I think we have Progressive now. I'm not sure. I think it's Blue. I was just like, I can call him if you want me to. He said, no, that's okay. But I think when they run your stuff,
they
can tell if you have insurance or not.
I got a warning coming in on a Saturday here, and I have the app on my phone that has my insurance, and boy, I could not remember my password to log in.
Oh, no.
By the time he got back to the car to give me my warning ticket, I was able to pull it up on my phone. He's like, no, that's okay.
I guess they had to run my white plate.
Last time the officer asked me, can I see your insurance? And I showed him the cards, you know, those little things they give you. He said, that one's expired? I said, here's another one. He says, that one's expired too.
Oh,
I said,
no.
I can assure you that even though you have two expired ones in your head.
The policy number.
That the actual policy is in working order, believe me.
I just, when that happened last night, all I could do, and I hope he's listening, but all I could do was think of what my dad always told me, which is to have all papers pertaining to the car, be it insurance or title or anything like that,
everything.
In an envelope in the glove box. So if you do get pulled over, you can just hand it to the officer.
Yep.
And you know what, Dad, if you're listening, I didn't have that last night, and I understand why now, and I am sorry.
But she loves you, Dad.
At 34 years old.
It's now 17 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock.
And when we come back, we're going to have the random facts.
Yeah!
Pop quiz as well. That is all coming up. How's your ear, Rich? I'm so sorry about that loud noise.
Huh?
That loud noise works here.
What?
Loud noise that works here. Yeah. And demands pancakes.
You said pancakes.
What?
I just didn't stop you from telling the people that you needed pancakes and we would take some by default.
That would be nice. But it's okay.
Random pancakes are coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 7 o'clock hour, and traffic looks pretty good this morning. We do have a lot of traffic on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any big issues for you. I-65 is moving along at a speed limit right, as is I-85. If you use the 31s to get into work this morning, be careful. There's a lot of folks rolling with you, especially coming out of the Wetumpka area. Be careful around the River Bridge and once you reach the boulevard. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud 3-time purchaser at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but 3 times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies. And you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it 3 times, and we will be back.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
I have a reading assignment for you, friends. I'd like you to go to getlasik.me, getlasik.me. That's the website for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. And I would like you to read the testimonials that people have posted there about the result that they've experienced with LASIK. You got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in the world there. But what happens when minutes after this procedure is over and the world comes into crystal clear, high-definition view again for the first time in many cases in decades for some, years for others, and sometimes the first time in a lifetime. This is the miracle that LASIK is. At as low as $749 per eye, this is certainly worth looking into. Doing away with glasses, contact lenses, all of that hassle, and you've got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists right here in Montgomery with Dr. Swan and Shin. Step one, though, for anybody interested, is to be seen by a refractive surgery counselor. No charge for that. Only takes a few minutes. This is a legacy practice that's been around since 1945. So they run a really tight ship there. They'll get you in and get you out. And if you are a candidate for LASIK, there's a number of financing options available to you. But take that first step. Read the testimonials at getlasik.me and get into the idea. Or just call 272-2020 and make your appointment today with Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. 8131 Seton Place, across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now a star is born. On June 26th, 1993, the world welcomed little baby Ariana Grande.
Great job, doctor.
Thank you. Next.
Ariana Grande, a star is born.
And now it's time for
11.
Random facts.
It only took me 3 days to get it right.
That was convoluted.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know?
It seems like your mic's a little hot.
I think it might have been a little close to it.
Or it might have been a little too much J.
Yeah, there can be. There's actually a whole lot of J that just didn't. We need to trim the J. it's a hunk of something. As I said.
As you said last
as
night.
As I said last night. Because I was introduced as a hunk of a man. It's a hunk of something.
Hunk of burning J.
And he was on fire last night, literally, just dripping with sweat.
Yeah, Rick knows.
Did you know? A man who was in a coma for 10 years.
10 years?
Gradually began recovering due to his hatred of Barney and Friends.
Yes!
He was in a coma.
Barney and Friends was shown repeatedly at the special care center that he was staying in.
Oh,
and
no!
It finally came around.
Turn that crap off! You're out of the coma.
Because, yeah, it brought him out of a coma.
You know, and what about Bob at the end?
Yeah.
When his sister is marrying Bob? And Dr. Leo Marvin's been in kind of a comatose state for a while, and like right after they're pronounced man and wife is when he snaps out of it because he was so angry about them being together. That's what that reminds me of. For any of those of you out there that have seen the classic movie What About Bob?
We have a Barney segment.
Richard Dreyfuss and Bill Murray. It's quite hilarious.
If we get to it. I don't know that we'll get to it, but we've got a Barney segment today. He talks about asthma camp.
You should really save that for Joey.
I'm not on the afternoon to save that for Joey.
Maybe you should be.
No. I want to go home at 3 today. I'm supposed to.
I want to go home at 3 today, too, but that's not going to happen.
Actually, I'd like to go home at 9. Can I make that happen?
Right. Taking the rest of the day off. Bye.
I feel so guilty.
Did you know in 2006, I was having nothing to do with you, just okay. Like show over, I'd like to go home. Okay. Did you know in 2006, a 20,000-year-old fossilized human footprints were discovered in Australia? These footprints indicated that the man who had made them was running at the speed of a modern Olympic sprinter barefoot in the sand.
Ooh.
Now, this is Australia, so likely they were running away from something that was trying to kill them.
Yeah,
because Australia has all that...
Everything wants to kill you in Australia.
Everything's big and frightening.
And I would run fast, too.
Did you know the Queen of England's guard wear tall bearskin hats?
Uh-huh.
Because at the Battle of Waterloo,
uh-huh,
English troops took them as a trophy from France.
Oh.
They were worn by Napoleon's elite guard, which England routed during the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they come from.
Huh.
First little comment here says, if you're not familiar with Napoleon's story, you may gloss over the importance of this elite group. These were the boys who followed him to Austria, Egypt, Prussia, Russia, and even France during his rebellion. This was the flower of France's youth. Taken through half a dozen campaigns, who survived dozens of battles and were the definition of, this is Elan?
Elan.
Arguably a group of the finest soldiers in the world, and at Waterloo, when the British finally had their revenge, those soldiers grabbed a memento as ostentatious as possible to prove they actually defeated this unstoppable army, and that being the bearskin hats, the tall bearskin hats.
You go to a war college like West Point and other war colleges, they are still studying that battle. I mean, Napoleon was one of the great generals of all time.
Did you know that Alice Cooper formed a celebrity drinking club in the 1970s?
What?
They were called the Hollywood Vampires.
Oh. He's going to be in Montgomery soon.
Coming up on yes, he is. I think October, November, I think.
School's out for summer.
So is The Clash. Or not The Clash. Cheap Trick.
Okay. Two totally different bands.
Yes, two very different
plus
bands.
Plus The Clash, I don't think would ever go on tour since Joe Strummer passed away.
No, I know. I know that. This Hollywood
band. The Clash is only one of my most favorite bands ever.
Careful.
So to confuse them with Cheap Trick is slightly upsetting to me.
I want you to know that.
The Hollywood Vampires, you could only join the club if you could outdrink all the members.
Oh.
Here's the list of members.
Sign me up.
What? You might. Okay, so Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah.
The Muckies.
Yeah. Yep.
Harry Nilsson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now dead.
Ringo Starr.
About to have a birthday.
John Lennon.
Oh, wow.
No longer with us.
Now, here are the two ringers of the group. I mean, Alice Cooper obviously was in there, but the two ringers would be Keith Moon.
Oh.
And John Belushi.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd make it into that group.
Yeah. John, I don't know if I would.
I was afraid you were going to say Lemmy. And then I was going to be like,
oh, no.
There's no way I could beat Lemmy.
Compete with John Belushi on it.
Yeah.
Did you know that Woody Guthrie wrote This Land Is Your Land sarcastically after he got tired of hearing Kate Smith's God Bless America over and over again?
Well, if he goes to Yankee Stadium, he'll never hear that anymore.
That's true. I didn't know this. The Dropkick Murphys song Shipping Up to Boston was also written by Woody Guthrie?
Woody Guthrie... I heard a great story on NPR about him. It was an interview that was done some years ago about him traveling to colleges like early in his career and writing songs about his travels. So it's quite possibly true.
Wilco's hit California Stars.
Oh yeah.
Also
Woody Guthrie.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful song. We don't play enough Wilco. We don't play any Wilco.
We don't play any.
Roger, Wilco.
Did you know, okay, gross fact for you. scientists say that parents should not discourage their kids from eating boogers.
Ew, that's gross.
Based on findings that snot consumption is good for overall health.
Jeez.
It contains a rich reservoir of good bacteria.
Jeez.
And eating it can strengthen the body's immune system and prevent bacteria from sticking to teeth.
Well, there goes
There
goes breakfast.
That should have been an afternoon fact.
The first comment says, plus, eating boogers is great for your social standing, almost as good as eating paste.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Boy.
That's so gross. So gross.
Did you know that more than a dozen people who witnessed Michael Jackson's final six-hour rehearsal the day before he died, from his promoter to his choreographer to his musicians, all of them agree on one thing? Jackson was better than he had ever been. He was singing and outdancing the young pros that surrounded him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The day before, or the
day before. The day before he died, yeah. So, did you know when Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin left the lunar lander to step onto the moon, one of them broke off the toggle switch that armed the ascent engines?
I remember hearing about this.
Buzz jammed a pin into the resulting hole to arm the engines so that they could get home.
Talk about just improvising, right?
Right. They would have been stranded there. Did you know until 1970, United Airlines had men-only flights?
What?
Where only men were on the flight with the exception of the stewardesses.
Why?
Oh, of course.
Why?
These flights featured complimentary cigars, cocktails, and a full-course steak dinner.
Wow.
In the exclusive company of other men.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What airline?
United.
United.
United for men.
By the way, we have two facts on how to be a good wife from...
Oh, do tell.
Good Housekeeping, 1955.
Ooh, I love these.
1955.
Yeah. We'll play those coming up.
Oh, we're going to play them?
Yeah, and it's audio.
It's an audio Daily Double. Yes.
But your coffee is terrible.
Did you know that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has helped save the lives of 122 million children?
That's awesome.
Since 1990.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And the fact that you could never spend all that money, if you ever tried on yourself, there is just no way you need that much money. Yeah. The fact that they're giving it away like that is
their philanthropic efforts.
I love it.
One of the comments says, sorry, Bill, it's going to take a lot more than that to offset the karmic debt of bringing Windows 98 to the world.
God, what was the even worse one? Windows Vista?
Vista
was...
I would say Vista would replace Windows 98 as being that.
What a blight on human society.
Vista was around, was not around very long, because as soon as it released, they're like, we got to fix this. And the more they looked at fixing it, it's like, we're just going to have to redo a whole operating system.
Yeah. Vista was
a trend. And so that's when 7 was released. And finally, did you know of a man named Dylan McWilliams? He is a 20-year-old who was bitten by a shark, attacked by a bear, bitten by a rattlesnake, and survived all of it, the odds of which are 893 quadrillion to 1.
It's like he's the Greg Budell of animal attacks.
I was just gonna say. And by the way, don't go standing around him when there's a thunderstorm in the area.
No kidding. And oof.
Jeez.
Yikes.
So, those are all of your random facts.
Oh, my goodness. So, it's time now for y'all to
Send him one.
Decide on the question.
It's not a good one, but it's usable. I don't know if you want it, or you'll probably have a better one.
Given the way I feel, you know, given how much sleep I've had, I'm probably not going to
contest it.
We'll go with that one. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
That is perfectly fine.
Hang on. I'm getting set up over here. I had to sit up straight. All right. I'm ready. Let the calls come in at 272-9228 once Jay asks the question.
The question being is, there was a guy in a coma for 10 years, and he was brought out of a coma from what? What brought him out of a coma?
Something
on the TV. What was it?
272-9228. Call me, Alabama.
It wasn't Frasier.
Oh, that was going to be my guess.
But yeah. So
Frasier's such a good show.
Give us a call. Let us know what you think that answer is. We're going to get a look at traffic, and when we come back, we will get those answers.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and traffic is getting really busy out there this morning. Be careful around the intersections on the boulevard. If you use the interstates to get into work, I-85 looks pretty good this morning. I-65 is seeing our normal slowdown around the river bridges, so let's be careful in that area. And if you're on the 31s, we have a big crowd of traffic coming out of the Wetumpka area, so watch yourself around the Redland Road traffic light and when you get down to the boulevard. Treadham State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd to August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's go to the phone, see if we can get a winner for our pop quiz. Get somebody a $10 gift certificate to the food outlet. Let's talk to Anita K.
Anita!
Hey, Anita.
Good morning.
Anita, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, I need an answer.
Yeah, of course, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to make the Greg joke, but Rick will always make that.
What?
I need an answer. Anita K. We need an answer.
You know. Yeah. You've heard it before.
What is the answer? What brought this guy out of a 10-year coma?
Barney.
That is correct.
His hatred of Barney.
I hate Barney too.
Yep. That is absolutely correct.
Yep.
The show's theme song, I Love You, You Love Me, was revealed last year as part of a list of songs that are used by the CIA as enhanced interrogation techniques.
Oh, wow.
That's worse than waterboarding.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Anita. Congratulations.
You've got
a $10 gift certificate to the food outlet nearest you, which I don't know. Which one do you go to?
I go to the
Prattville
one.
Hey!
Okay.
Prattville. Nice. All right, Anita, hang on the line. We're going to get some information from you. Thanks so much.
I'm going to get the information, Anita.
Emily would like everybody to know that Emily is going to get the information Anita.
I am helping.
I look forward to it.
Okay, right, hold please.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to do that. You are important, Emily. Let's get a look at the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Some of you, like Jay mentioned earlier, were happy to receive a downpour last night. None in my house, although there were a couple of drops of rain on the car this morning at 5 a.m., but it was feast or famine. Today, lots of sun mixed in with a few clouds, widely scattered afternoon storms. Generally, that would be about a 20% chance of encountering one. Still, though, if you get under one, you can get a lot of rainfall. High today, 93. Tonight's low, 73. Most towns, unfortunately, come up dry. Tomorrow, hot day, mid-90s, only isolated storms around, few and far between, and then scattered storms on Friday. In other words, scattered storms up a notch, closer to, let's say, 30 to 40% on the coverage Friday, and closer to maybe 40% or a little bit higher as we get to Saturday and Sunday. You follow me? There'll be more storms around. That doesn't mean you're going to get one, but there'll be actually a lot more on the radar. Spoiler alert for next week. Looks like we're back to another heat dome over us.
especially by Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the 4th of July week. That's July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, with triple-digit heat indices coming back. Right now this morning, we have 94% humidity, partly cloudy skies, and 72 degrees at 7:41.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, here are those good wife things that we were talking about.
Oh, do you, play them.
Yeah.
1955.
Here we go.
Here's another real tip on how to be a good wife from Housekeeping Monthly magazine in 1955.
Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house, and as such, will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. Huh. You have no right to question him. A good wife knows her place.
Why do I have the feeling that column was written by a man? Join us next time for more outdated tips from 1955 on how to be a good wife.
And your coffee sucks.
Have you...
Here's another real tip on how to be a good wife from Housekeeping Monthly magazine in 1955.
Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh looking. Your husband has been with a lot of work-weary people. Be a little gay and a little more interesting for your husband. His boring day may need a lift, and one of your duties is to provide it.
Huh. No wonder my grandmother seemed so unhappy. Join us next time for more outdated tips from 1955 on how to be a good wife.
My, how times have changed.
Are you learning a lot?
Am I learning a lot? I don't know if you saw my hand gestures during that. I have no makeup on right now. My hair is in a bun.
Yeah.
And I slipped my shoes off because my feet hurt.
You're giving half a victory sign, too.
Yep.
Half
the
victories.
My, how times have changed.
That they have. We got local news coming up, traffic, and Fox Business on the way. And we'll do, I have a truth or baloney.
Do you?
About Wednesdays.
That's weird.
I know.
Oh, it's trash day.
Why is it? Why is Wednesday trash day?
Wednesday's trash day.
Oh, it's trash day in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
I just thought Wednesday was a trash day for you for some
Wednesday's
reason.
Wednesday's a trash day.
I couldn't understand why that was the case, but yeah. The topic are things you might not know about Wednesday.
Wednesday so, Adams?
This just says Wednesday. No, it does not show... Oh, well, we do have an Adams family thing in here. Whatever that is, we'll be back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. He made the announcement Tuesday in front of a large group of supporters. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellingrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to help solve this problem. And changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch called Midtown YMCA. It will be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising through your Wednesday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways at this hour. We don't have a lot of problems for you. I-65 is slowing down right around the downtown area. I-85 is moving along without any delays. If you're on the boulevard, there's quite a bit of traffic rolling with you, so be careful, especially between the Wetumpka Highway and the Atlanta Highway and up around I-85. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
For 63 years and over three generations, the place that does the best job of celebrating people is Bryan Jewelry in Prattville. Yes, they have an extensive and very competitively priced selection. But at Bryan Jewelry, they have the professional experience that goes back to the time when Prattville was a tiny little town. And they've grown with it to a storefront and now their beautiful new freestanding building at 1778 East Main Street. But many a time, somebody's come in to Bryan Jewelry and said, I've got to get something, I just don't know what. Calm down and let the professionals take over. They get to know the person you're shopping for by good probative questioning, and then they make suggestions based on that. And if there's something that you have specifically in mind, you can ping-pong all over Alabama and try and find it or look into it, or you can go straight to Bryan Jewelry and have them make it for you. Visit BryanJewelry.com. Sign up for the club and enjoy a $100 discount on your first purchase of $200 or more. And don't forget, this is the home for the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcases. BryanJewelry.com, and again, at 1778 East Main in Prattville.
From the Fox Business Network, General Mills is reporting a mixed spring quarter. Its earnings were stronger than expected, but its sales were disappointing. General Mills makes Cheerios, Häagen-Dazs, Betty Crocker, and other food brands. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin isn't speculating on whether the U.S. and China will finalize a trade deal by the end of the year, but he says the agreement was about 90% completed when talks fell apart. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on FBN.
Hopefully they'll get back to where they were before they had a second thought, and then we can go forward from there and close the remaining gaps.
Delta Airlines is allowing passengers to cancel flights to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic without penalty. The company says passengers can cancel or change flights. If you completely cancel, you receive a credit for a future Delta flight. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Asthma Camp. Allergies mean kids are sneezing, and then they have trouble breathing. Suffocating's a disaster, so they have to go to a camp made for asthma. At this camp, they stay inside. Their weak bodies need to hide. If they went out in the sunshine, their skin would burn up and then break out in hives. Some kids just need to stay indoors, and that's okay. That's where all the video games are, right, kids? Barney loves you.
That's correct, Barney. That's where all the video games are.
He just said, Barney! Exclamation point.
Who
Greg,
did?
Greg did.
Oh, yeah.
Is he listening?
He's listening. Hi.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
We're eating
I really needed something to drink.
We're eating food downstairs.
I just want to say that Rosie Brock is a national treasure, and this world is better because people like Rosie exist.
Rosie Brock is one of the finest Americans. If I was in Canada right now, she'd be one of the finest Canadians.
The pancake call was answered.
We have a truth or baloney about Wednesdays.
Including Wednesday Addams?
Wednesday Addams is a part of this truth or baloney. If we get that far into the questions. But if you would like to play truth or baloney, then you should give us a call at 272.
Call me, Alabama.
272-9228 is the number to get in touch with us to find about or to play Truth or Baloney.
When do you think I'm going to get in trouble for saying call me Alabama?
I don't know.
Should say something else. Call me River Region.
We're also going to, you could win a $10 gift certificate to, I don't know where that comes from, a $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro.
It's mighty tasty, and it's around the corner from us here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
It is. How much do you know about Wednesday?
It's sticky.
272-9228. We weren't kidding about that. A $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro, where all the seafood goodness goes to live.
I bet there's a camel thing in there. Camel question.
About the animal, the cult.
Mike? Maybe I shouldn't say anything.
We should leave it.
No, there's nothing in there about that.
Oh.
272-9228. Why we're not saved on your speed dial is beyond me.
So, call us.
You're going to have to find the Kenny G music.
I don't know where that's at.
You're going to have to improvise, brother.
I wonder what it would be called.
Kenny G torture music?
Maybe.
We need hot key help, Greg. He's listening.
Oh, we got a live one.
Uh-uh.
News Talk, who's this? All right, hold on just a minute.
Well, actually, that was my favorite Kenny G. That was really good, man. Could you play the long version of that?
Sure, hang on.
All right.
Yeah, here it is.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, the longer version of that.
Thank you, the album version.
Okay, so we have a contestant?
Yeah.
Oh, we have two contestants.
What?
Wow.
We got two.
News Talk, who's this? All right, hold on just a moment.
Okay. Okay.
They must be related.
I've never done two. So we got a Don R. and a Chris R.
Right.
Who are on the phones. Hey, Don.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good morning.
We're doing great.
Thanks to Rosie.
Much better now.
We're doing fantastic. You would not know. All right, you're our first contestant, Don, so hang on. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are going to battle it out now. So,
Can you keep this straight? You think you can do it?
I'm going to try.
I got faith in you, Jay.
I'm going to try. I'm on a sugar high, so I'm going to try.
Woo!
To make it happen. Hang on.
The Rolling Stones have an album, Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
I go.
That would be the case. Mm-hmm. All right, Don, the first question is to you, sir. How much do you think you know about Wednesday?
Not too much. It's today, I think.
Yes. Yeah, it is today.
It is today.
All right. Truth or baloney? There are more letters in Wednesday than any other day of the week. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
That is correct. So, point to you, sir. Hang on.
This is really hard.
Yeah. Chris, he may have gotten just the only easy one on the list. Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Here's your question. Truth or baloney? There's one federal holiday that always falls on a Wednesday.
Wait a minute.
Truth or baloney?
Think about that. Federal.
There's one federal holiday that always falls on a Wednesday. Federal. Is it truth or is it baloney?
I don't know.
Dang it. I say baloney.
You are correct.
The only thing I can think of that would fall on a Wednesday is Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a federal
holiday. But that's not a federal holiday.
No. Right.
There are six that always fall on a Monday.
Right.
But none that always fall on a Wednesday. The only one that happens to be on a Wednesday this year, Christmas.
Oh.
Which is going to really screw up our week.
How are we going to do that? I wonder what that's going to be like.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, man.
We are tied in it now, so I don't know if it's like the first one to get one wrong or whatever. We'll play it by ear.
No, if someone gets one wrong,
the other one has to get it right.
The other one has to get it right.
All right, Don, it's on you now.
Okay.
No pressure.
Truth or baloney? New Year's Day only falls on a Wednesday once every 42 years. Truth or baloney? New Year's Day only falls on a Wednesday once every 42 years.
That's a tough one, man. Who would know that? I mean, you know.
Right?
It sounds pretty stretched out, but let's just say true.
No, it's baloney. No,
right.
there's not that many variations.
It happens every 5 to 6 years. Yeah. The last time was in 2014. Yeah. New Year's Day next year falls on a Wednesday as well.
Yeah.
If Christmas is on a Wednesday, New Year's Day is on a Wednesday.
Of course.
So.
Sorry, man. But first of all, though,
you're not out yet.
You're not out yet. Because Chris has to answer this correctly.
Yeah. Chris has to get his right. Chris, you ready to try this one?
I am ready.
All right.
Truth or baloney? The Wednesday before Easter is called Spy Wednesday. The Wednesday before Easter is called Spy Wednesday. Is that truth?
By whom?
Or baloney?
I would say that's baloney.
It's actually true.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
They both missed it?
They both missed it.
So we're losing!
Well, the first one to get one right is going to win.
Stand by.
That is one of the names for it because it marks the day Judas betrayed Jesus.
Oh, that makes sense.
All right.
I've never heard it called
Stand
Spy
by, Chris.
Wednesday.
We got to go to Don now.
Yep. Let's go to Don. All right, Don. You get this one right, you win it all, buddy.
Yep.
Truth or baloney? The character Wednesday Adams from the Adams family has a middle name. Her full name is Wednesday Friday Adams. Is that truth or baloney?
Truth.
You're correct. You got it right. You won it all.
Hey. Congratulations.
Wow.
You got it all. Her first name comes from the nursery rhyme Monday's Child, which starts Monday's Child's Fair Face, Tuesday's Child's Full of Grace, Wednesday Child Full of Woe. But yeah, her actual name is Wednesday Friday Adams.
Wow. How about that?
Thank you.
Congratulations, Don.
Hold on in the line, Don, and I will get your information.
Chris, thanks for playing, man.
By the way,
congratulations to Don. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
You too, Chris.
By the way, Jay, just a closed circuit for you. Page 8, fourth column. Yeah, page 8.
I gotcha.
Fourth column.
Your date?
That's not it, but I love it. Fourth tone for 1, 2, 3, 4.
Maybe you were looking for truth or baloney, I guess. Or is that what you were looking for?
I thought we were looking for the Kenny G music.
Okay.
But I don't
Anyway, I just got a text back from a random listener in Florida.
This says Greg 8.
Page 8, fourth column.
What's her name? Is that my